For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The State House of Representatives this week overwhelmingly passed a major bill that overhauls the state's education system. It pumps more money into the system, gives the state education superintendent more ability to take over low-performing school districts, and creates a nearly $100 million fund to help bring businesses to places where schools are poor and struggling. After years of low student test scores, businesses looking out of state for highly skilled workers, too many teachers leaving their jobs, and a compelling spotlight on the problems last fall by the Charleston Post and Courier, the state's Republican leadership moved to shore up the education system. Here's Governor Henry McMaster from his State of the State address in January.
Right now, South Carolina has 60,000, count them, 60,000 highly paid jobs looking for people. High-tech production, advanced manufacturing. They demand workers in the skilled trades, plumbing, masonry, carpentry, and others, high-paying jobs. The demand is so great that our businesses have to go out of state to recruit them.
The state's low-performing school system is hurting South Carolina's businesses. Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter of Orangeburg is the longest-serving member in the House.
For as long as I've been here, when I see action on an issue that had not had action before, usually the business community's fingerprints are on it. Apparently, the business community has come together and said to the elected leadership in this state, you guys need to really address the problem of inequity in education. You've talked about it for almost 30 years. It's time.
Improving the quality of South Carolina's workforce is the number one issue for the business community. Jason Zacker represents the Greenville Chamber of Commerce at the State House.
Education reform is the building block of workforce development. And for us, that's what we need at the moment. Unemployment is at record lows in this state. Businesses are struggling every day to find high quality workers, and that starts at kindergarten. It starts all the way up.
In recent years, it has taken calls from business leaders, usually in lockstep with the governor, to see major policy changes through the legislature. Education reforms in the early 1980s, removing the Confederate flag from the Statehouse dome, and more recently, raising the gas tax to pay for better roads are examples. Joel Smith of Columbia is a retired executive with Bank of America and former dean of USC's Moore School of Business. He's one of those business leaders who for years has pushed state leaders to improve public education. He says improvement is critical for the state to be able to compete economically.
If you don't have skilled workers, skilled workforce, and that means educated, then you're not going to have a successful economy. I mean, from my way of thinking, everything starts with educating people, and that's K through 12, not necessarily college, although college is very important.
Smith applauds this year's reform efforts by the legislature, but he says they must be long-term.
The investment in education pays off over time. It doesn't produce right away. But if you don't do it, and generally what happens is there's lots of drum beating and people get excited, a lot of effort put forth, and in 2 years nothing's happened, or at least you don't see any payback, and you get on to something else. And you can't do that, I mean, because it's a long payback.
House Speaker Jay Lucas called this week's passage of the education bill a right step in bringing the state into the 21st century. Debate now shifts to the state Senate. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.